Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phones. We got a ton to get to today. A nice win by the Phillies. The NFL draft is just 8 days away. Elliot joins us at noon, a daily mock. We'll check in with you people on a big decision the Eagles have to make in a couple weeks. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, Summer, y'all need to quit playing with me and let Summer get here. Woke up this morning, man. It was brick.
It's like less than 50 today.
Yeah, it was a little cold, man. Yeah. I refused to put a jacket on, though.
Is anyone surprised?
Refused. Mm-hmm. I brought one, though, because baseball.
Wow.
Where's baseball today, and I got to.
You playing?
No, Harper's playing, and I got to be outside, so. I brought a jacket.
You better bundle up. All right, Hugh, you know what? Whether it's spring or summer, whatever, that was a good win by the Phillies last night. And they needed it. I needed that victory last night. Hugh, that felt good to watch. Lizardo wasn't as great as he's been his first couple games, but he was still good. Bullpen, hey, Romano does another good job. Good inning by, you know, Alvarado to get out of damage there. Closed out by Strom. And didn't you feel good watching Alec Bohm get a big hit in a big spot?
Yeah,
he needed that.
Yeah, he needed that. And you know, you're talking about, it's funny, right? Because I think about yesterday and the day that we had yesterday, everybody was upset. Mm-hmm. And this is the beautiful thing about baseball. If you could just weather that storm and get past that valley and get back up to the peak, you'll be okay.
Yep. And look, we had some calls yesterday saying, hey, Bryce Harper, wake up, help the team, do something big. And he did. That was a big home run last night. 2-run shot. Without that, they don't win that game because they gave up that 4th run. So the Phillies get a victory tonight. We'll do more on the Phillies, but a good win last night. And hopefully get another one tonight at Citizens Bank Park with Nola on the mound. But Hugh, yesterday, aside from just the Phillies game, I was listening in to Howie Roseman and the NFL draft, pre-draft, whatever they call it. They do a press conference where they're kind of vague, but they give you some hints and they ask questions. But it just kind of, it brings you to reality of where they're at. They're 8 days away from the NFL draft. And he was interesting. I was driving in this morning, and I heard Joe DeCamera talking about the mentality of the fan base when it comes to the Eagles and Howie, and that this total trust of the Eagles as we enter this part of the offseason, right? It was a lot of trust in free agency, even though they lost a lot of good football players. Mm-hmm. And now we have this trust entering the draft. And I as we get closer to it, I don't know who they're going to pick at 32. None of us do. The 32nd pick's hard to guess. But here's what I could tell you. There's been, I get this feeling, I get this sense, Hugh, in the city right now, that people are convinced the Eagles have figured out the NFL draft. There was a time where everyone said the Eagles, they overthink it. Howie overthinks it. They take the wrong player. They make too many mistakes, right? Whether it was Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson, or you could find 5 other mistakes they made over the years. And the last 4 years, it's been the opposite. They've hit a lot of really good draft picks. I'm looking at their drafts right now the last 4 years. Devontae, Dickerson, Milton Williams, Davis, Juergens, Dean, Carter, Nolan Smith, Quinion, Cooper. I mean, it's been excellent drafting, top of the draft. But I just want to say today, I am a Howie Roseman guy. I believe in Howie. He's a great executive. But nobody's this good. And I'll say it in terms of, like, if you're watching a hitter and they hit home runs in 5 straight games, they're probably not going to hit a home run in the sixth and the seventh and the eighth, regardless of how great of a hitter they are. If you're watching a great shooter in the NBA and they're on a heater and they hit 70% of their threes and 70% of their threes and 80% of their threes, well, the next time they're probably not going to do that again. It's the reality of the draft. So, Hughes, we're 8 days away. I'm curious where everyone's at. 215-592-9494. Are you convinced the Eagles have figured out the NFL draft? I am not. I am convinced they've gotten better at it, and they've mastered some parts of what they've done here. But I'm not expecting or anticipating a draft like last year or the year before, because, quite frankly, I believe some of this is just luck. That's not all skill. Like last year, for example, Quinyon Mitchell fell to the 22nd pick in the NFL draft. He was the top corner by everyone's board. And he fell to 22. And the Eagles made a great decision to stay there. And then Cooper DeJean, every single expert we had on, every single time we brought him up last year, we all said, he's a first-round pick. And then he was there for them to trade up and grab at 40. Great decision by Howie and a great move. But it doesn't happen if he's taken at 26, where he probably should have been taken. So I'm not convinced the Eagles have figured out drafting. I think they've gotten better at it. But there's this assumption they're going to knock this draft out of the park. I hope they do. But again, no shooter hits every shot. No great hitter hits a home run every day. I think at some point this comes back to the mean. And I hope it's not this year. But I'm just saying, I'm not convinced we are now the best drafting team. No doubt about it. We got it. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Here, are you convinced the Eagles have figured out the draft?
It seems like this has turned into Hugh Douglas's long talking segment, because I feel like
it really is.
I have to kind of set it up a little bit so people can understand where I'm coming from.
Okay.
You asked the question, do I think the Eagles have figured out the draft?
Yeah.
I think the Eagles have figured out how to identify the personnel that they need in order to have success. And the reason why I say that is this. I look at some of the scouts. One of the things that I noticed when I got back to Philadelphia, Chris Naoli is one of the scouts that they have. He's an international scout. And he's a guy that I played with in Jacksonville. Chris played a long time in the NFL, and I know him fairly well because he was my teammate in Jacksonville. And I look at some of the other scouts that they have on their roster, like Jared Kilborn, Chris Naoli, Rob Streeter, Matt Holland. A lot of these guys that I'm mentioning have some type of NFL experience, have some type of, you know, dealings inside the NFL, the intricacies of the game. And I think that what Howie has done, he's put together a brain trust. And they've put together, they have a template of the type of players that they want for their football team. And they've put people around them that they can bounce ideas off of and have different people chime in on certain individuals. And they've amassed a bunch of smart young players that they can plug and play and have the success that they've had over the years. I think that's what the Eagles have done. So I guess to answer your question, have they mastered the draft? In a sense, yes, because they've identified who they want or who they think can fit into their system and fit in seamlessly and implement whatever it is they want to implement. Because here's the thing, Joe, one thing that jumps out to me, And it might be a small thing, but the players that they drafted, the Cooper DeJeans, the Quinyon Mitchells, it feels like in a small sampling size that they've locked in a way that most rookies don't. I remember my rookie year way back when. I was too busy trying to run the streets and be in New York and figure out New York as opposed to being in my playbook and learning my plays. It feels like these guys are locked into their job, they're professionals, and they take what they do very serious. Because you look at both of their rookie years. A lot of times we always hear stuff about the rookie wall.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have no rookie wall. They didn't have no rookie wall that they ran into. They didn't have that. They played seamlessly, and it felt like as the season progressed, they got better.
You can make a case they did. I mean, yeah. look at Cooper in the Super Bowl making that play. And look, those are great draft picks. And I won't be surprised if the Eagles make another couple really good draft picks. It's just they're on a heater right now.
Note to self, can't talk too long because then you start messing
up. Yeah, well, put that alarm in there for 10:10 every morning. All right. But no one, my point is, nobody's this good at the draft. It's not a Howie's not this good or the Eagles aren't this good. Nobody's this good. They are on a heater right now. And look, you can make a case to me today. They're going to do it again, right? Maybe the heater will. You know, I made the comparison. Typically, if a guy hits a home run in four straight games, he doesn't hit it in the fifth, right? Like, mm-hmm. eventually the hot streak
but
runs out.
But if he gets you a grounder Or if he hits a bunch and keeps that hitting streak going.
Yeah, hitting streak could keep going. Yeah. I just, there's been a sense the last month, like, yeah, they lost a lot, but we got the draft. They got this figured out. I'm not sure about that. 215-592-9494.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
I mean, I mentioned the word luck. Let's go back 2 years ago. Now, Howie made a great move to short the Saints and get a first-round pick from them into the future.
He did short
the Saints. And that turned into the ninth pick in the draft, which, of course, became Jalen Carter. But, guys, if the Las Vegas Raiders select Jalen Carter at 7, which, I don't know, maybe if he didn't have some off-the-field issues, he would have been that pick, or he would have been the first pick, or whatever. Then maybe we have Tyree Wilson, who has started 4 games in 2 years. Like, part of it is these players have fallen to them, and they've been smart enough to take them. 215-592-949. I was here from Howie yesterday talking about the draft coming up next week, and he does throw the word luck into here as he talks about the grades they have for this year's class.
The way we go into looking in the draft is we always take worst case scenario and work back from that. And we got to be really comfortable with whatever is our worst case scenario, which will always entail getting a good player. There's never 32 first round grades on our board. We don't have 32 first round grades in this draft. So Obviously, it depends on how things go. You go through a lot of hypotheticals. You try to put yourself in any possible position so that you're ready to execute. You know, just even looking at last year, you know, the guys that we thought were most realistic being available at 22, we feel like we got fortunate to get one of the guys that we didn't have in a lot of the scenarios. So, you know, luck plays a part in it. Obviously, everyone's looking at things differently. Everyone has a different vision for what they're looking for their team. Everyone has a different vision for the particular players that they're looking at. And you just hope that, you know, kind of makes sense for your football team.
All right, Howie also speaking about what he's learned, what he has to do, is they have the 32nd pick here. Howie, on his approach next week when he gets on the board.
You have to be patient, one. You have to allow things to come to you. The chances that you're trading up into the top 10, top 15, top 20 are slim. That's hard to do. So you have to really kind of understand the strengths of the draft. You have to spend a lot of time being realistic about who do you think you have an opportunity to get so you can spend a lot of time with them.
Howie Roseman yesterday on all that. 215-592-9494. Are you convinced the Eagles have figured out the NFL draft? There seems to be a feeling that they have. A lot of people believe that they figure this thing out and they're going to keep rolling with these great draft picks. Look, Howie's really good, and he's always been really good. He's gotten better as time has gone on at a lot of things. But I'm just not convinced we're going to keep hitting draft picks the way we have the last few years. It feels like an almost unsustainable run of just fire. I mean, their top two picks in each of the last few years have been, in 4 years in a row, their top two picks, Dickerson, Devontae, Jordan Davis, Cam Jurgens, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. I mean, that is an all-time run. I don't anticipate it being that great for much longer. Kyle, where do you come down on Howie, the draft, and if they've really figured this thing out?
Unfortunately, people probably aren't going to like me a lot today. I'm going to call some people out. But nobody should be convinced that anyone has figured out the NFL draft. It's the NFL draft. Like you said, like Howie said, there's always a lot of luck involved. I like the way things are trending. And I'm a huge Howie guy. But the syndrome, the Super Bowl syndrome, is wearing me down. To say I trust Howie is one thing, but the whole, like, the fans who say, you know, whatever the Eagles do, I'm good with. You're mailing it in. Mailing it in. I don't know what happened to my city, my fan base, but we should always be holding the Eagles to the highest of standards. It's why the Eagles, I think, are as good as they are right now, because this fan base has always held them accountable. And when you're an I don't care whatever type of fan base, you get a team like the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I don't know.
It's a shot at me.
Yeah, no.
You were a Jag.
I wasn't drafted by the Jags.
You were a Jag, though. You went there
that
voluntarily.
No, it counts. Mm-hmm. It counts. We cannot be this fan base. Please don't be this fan base. Like, give me an opinion on what you think the Eagles should do and what you think they shouldn't do.
See, Kyle talking. He ain't talking to us. He talked to the callers.
Everybody.
And
you too.
What do you mean?
You have the Super Bowl syndrome more than almost anybody.
You have it on a daily basis.
No. I'm tired of it.
No, I have a unique perspective.
Uh-huh. Annoying perspective.
No, it's annoying because you don't want to hear what I have to say.
No, I hear what you have to say all the time.
And you don't like it.
That's okay.
Because the truth, you don't like the truth.
I also think it's worth noting, along with Hugh's Super Bowl syndrome and a lot of people share. The best executives in sports, once they figure something out, everyone starts to copy them. So the advantage they have goes away. Like Theo Epstein was the best, right? He turned the Red Sox around, turned the Cubs around. What happened at the end of the Cubs and Red Sox with him? Well, team started picking up. Billy Bean had a run where he was smarter than everyone. Then everyone was like, I'm just going to do what Billy Bean does. And they started to copy. I'm not saying Howie's smart enough to jump ahead of the next curve. But at some point, like, because I know what people are going to say today. Joe, when he started drafting out of the SEC, he started, guess what? Yeah.
Awesome.
That's not like the novel concept. Right. Anyone could take an SEC player.
I think if you said to Howie, have you figured out the NFL draft, he'd laugh at you.
He would say no.
He knows it's not an exact science. Like, need I remind everybody, there was a sign across the Schuylkill.
Right over there.
That said, fire Howie Roseman. And really, up until, I mean, look, there were a lot of people that had questions about Nolan Smith. Nolan Smith looks like he's turning into a pretty good player.
Oh, yeah.
But right up until, like, I guess the Jordan Davis stuff, everybody had questions about Howie Roseman and the Eagles in the draft. Like, it's the NFL draft, people. Get the syndrome out of your brains. You're mailing it in as Eagles fans.
I don't think that's the case.
It is. Mailing it in, Hugh.
I don't think that's the case. I had the privilege of being here when Jeffrey Lurie, like a year or two after he bought the team. And I can tell you, that first couple years I was here, I can say with confidence, they had no clue about what they were doing. Mm-hmm. They were throwing darts against the board, hoping for the best. And as they grew and they started to learn the game, they got better. Now, there was a time where I was gone, and, you know, you're talking about the Ragers and the other guys and all the other stuff.
It's a bad one.
Yeah, like some of the other draft picks.
Andre Dillard.
But what I think they've done, they've put a brain trust around them and a infrastructure around them that allows these young men to thrive and feel comfortable being in this city. And they have, I'm going to even say, having Big Dom here. I think everything.
It did help with the Jalen Carter situation.
I feel like having the Big Dom here, having Connor Barwin here, having ex-players and people that the kids feel like, because at the end of the day, when they come from college, they're still kids.
Sure.
So let's call it what it is. And to have that kind of structure around them to protect them and do things for them that they can't do, I think that helps out tremendously.
You know,
really
we've lost the plot when we're talking about, are you convinced the Eagles have figured out the NFL draft and Big Dom's a part of the conversation?
Listen, I'm just, man, I'm trying to tell you. Okay, so why is it that every other team, to your point, this is a copycat league.
Yes.
And no other team has been able to emulate this.
Well, they're on a run.
Why is it that all
Eagles
of a sudden.
Eagles are on a hot run.
No, but and then why all of a sudden is it that Howie is talked about like, hey, Howie Carr, don't pick up the phone. He's about to fleece you.
So I think Howie's always been good at trades, contracts, free agency stuff.
But the draft is different.
The draft was one thing people thought he was bad at. And now it's almost like, let me give you a quick example, then we'll get to the phone lines. Imagine if you have a student who, for like the first 5, 6, 7, 8 years of their school life, right? Like first grade, second grade, like their grade school life. They're like a C student, right? And that's fine, right? They're not dumb, but they're a C student. And all of a sudden, they get to 8th grade, 9th grade, and they're getting straight A's.
They go, just blow up.
So there's one of two things. Maybe they have figured out how to study right. Maybe they have their mind has met their study habits. Maybe that's Howie, right? Or maybe they're just on a little hot streak here, and maybe that's not really who
they
are.
The hell of a hot streak.
It is. Well, I agree with that. I don't think anyone can master or figure out the NFL draft to this extent. 215-592-949. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middleton, are you convinced the Eagles have figured out the NFL draft? We're 8 days out from round one. What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Guys, Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
You see what happens when you long talk? You stumble over your words and you give Kyle
bit.
Drops for the drop.
I mean, but you know, that's Kyle going to get a drop regardless.
Let's just hope Trey Henderson doesn't come up again today. What's up, Chris?
Guys, it's Howie season's about to start. He's definitely figured out the draft. We won the Super Bowl, and we have 8 draft picks this year and even more next year. This, you know, should give wet blanket people like Kyle confidence because he keeps us loaded with draft picks so that when he does miss, because you're going to miss, he has maximum ammunition to come back and right the wrong. And that's what is making Howie so good at this. He's finally starting to, as you guys are highlighting, he's finally figuring out, you know, through the process of who to pick and hit better on those picks. But the one strength that he's now coupling this with was always his amazing ability to load up with draft picks. And not only that, to move about the draft and move to get the guys he want, which is how he got Cooper DeJean that you guys were earlier referencing. That was a trade up. And again, that's what he's great at, is those aspects, accumulating the picks, moving around the draft board, and now making them more efficient.
So I agree, so Chris, but you also need a little bit of luck to make it work. Like if Cooper DeJean was picked where he should have been a first-round pick. We all realize that after watching him for a full season. He was sitting there at 40, and Howie jumped on it. And that's why Howie's so good. You're not going to get as lucky every year. Like this year's version of Cooper might be taken where he's supposed to get taken.
Joe, again, you're not going to, but when you have all those draft picks, it gives you more of a likelihood to have the ammunition to be able to make those moves. And that's what's going on. And guys, on this here day, I'm going on the record. I'm planting my flag on hump day. Howie will trade up in the first round to get the Philadelphia Eagles select tight end Kyler Warren, Penn State.
Oh, another Nittany Lion for you.
All of you people, we're going back to back.
I won't.
We are W-A-R-R-E-N Warren! Let's go, Howie!
Chris, good phone call. I mean, you'd rather have the Mason Taylor over Tyler Warren?
Yeah.
Is he better? Well, or you just want his aunt here?
I just want to see Andre.
Yeah, come on. At least you're honest.
The thing that Chris started off with is exactly what upsets me. He said literally these phrases back to back. Of course the Eagles have figured out the draft. They just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's
nothing to do with each other.
That's been a problem for Kyle for the last couple
of years. It's so annoying.
Well, but here's why that doesn't work. Two drafts after they won their first Super Bowl, here was the draft class. You guys ready for this? This was same Howie Roseman. Same guy. Andre Dillard, Miles Sanders, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, Sharif Miller, who I forgot he was even a person until right now, Clayton Thorson. Okay, that was the entire draft class. Miles Sanders was the only guy worth anything.
Oh, my gosh, it's awful.
Same guy. Same Howie Roseman. He was
What draft class was that?
2019.
Yeah. I'm not trying to defend Howie, but what did that 2019 draft class look like as a whole?
Well, I'm sure there were some good players.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, what did it look
Let me give you 2020, okay? And obviously, maybe the best pick in the franchise's history, certainly Howie's run, Jalen Hurts was a second-round pick in 2020. That's an all-time great pick for the Eagles. You guys know what the rest of that draft class looked like? Rager, Davion Taylor, Kayvon Wallace, Jack Driscoll, John Hightower, Sean Bradley, Quez Watkins, Casey Tuhill. Same guy. Again, I don't think Howie was an F student then. It was a tough draft. I don't think Howie is an A-plus drafter now. It all evens out. I'm not convinced they have totally mastered and figured out the NFL draft. 215-592-949. If you're looking at the 2019 draft class,
yeah,
there's got to be some good players.
Ed Oliver. Nick Bosa.
Who was drafted around where they
Quentin
drafted
Williams,
Dillard?
Quentin Williams.
Dillard went, 22?
Dillard, I just saw it. He's 22.
So what was right after Dillard? Montez Sweat was there?
Titus Howard.
Montez Sweat.
Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs is better.
Yeah. Marquise Brown, Hollywood decent. Mm-hmm. Sweat. Sweat was Washington. Yeah.
Well, that's a better pick. For sure. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. You convinced the Eagles have figured out the NFL draft. We're 8 days away from the first round. We got a great prize to give away. We'll get you set up with, you know what, Hughes Clues. Plus, an interesting anecdote from Baldy about the Eagles and the draft. We'll react to that next. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think that they've got more firepower in this draft, or as much firepower in this draft as any team out there. And when you give a roster that's good enough to beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, that's good enough to win the Super Bowl, when you give a Super Bowl champion roster 20 draft picks in the next two drafts to go have fun with, you become a team to watch. And that's obviously not even factoring in their aggressive tendencies to begin with. So that, to me, is the team to watch, as always, on draft weekend.
Ah, the voice out of Schefter. That's getting me excited. Draft 8 days away from the first round of the NFL draft. The Eagles are a team to watch, and they've been excellent at this. 4 years running now in the NFL draft. Are you convinced the Eagles have figured out the draft? I'm not there, and it's nothing to do with the Eagles as much as I don't think anyone can master the NFL draft. It's hard. I mean, you go back through NFL history, teams have great 3 or 4 year runs. They build up great teams, and then it's hard to sustain them. I mean, look at some of those Patriots drafts. They had some big ones when they built that thing around Brady, and then it fell off for a few years, and they had some better ones, and then they got back to Super Bowls, and then it fell. I mean, it's just, and that was Bill Belichick. I mean, that was the greatest coach, along with Andy Reid, that I've ever seen. So it's not easy to master this draft. A lot of people, though, are convinced they have done it. All right, 215-592-949. Let's hear from Baldy here. Baldy, interesting anecdote when he was on one afternoon about the players and the draft and the Eagles, and really it kind of hit on something that Hugh's been talking about for a long time, about what the Eagles are looking for.
I'll give you a quick story. I talked to a guy that played with the Eagles. It's not necessary to say his name, but he interviewed a lot of players at the combine at a particular position, and he was dumbfounded at how little some of the players knew about even drawing up a play or what their assignments were. And so you get some of these guys that just aren't that smart, can't think on their feet. Like, they don't sound like Philadelphia Eagles to me.
Hugh, it sounds to me like what you've spoken about a lot, which is not necessarily
smart players.
Yeah, just get not. You don't necessarily need the guy that maybe is the top
the
of the charts.
The most athletic.
Right.
You need a smart guy that works hard. What did they say? Hard work. Outworks talent when talent doesn't work hard, or something like that.
I think you nailed that, actually.
And you think so? I got that one? That's what the NFL is. You know, when you look at it, and I know this might be hard for a lot of people to fathom, because we like to throw the word around, he stinks a lot.
Mm-hmm. But well, all the guys stink.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, to be even in consideration to be drafted, you have to have some type of elite talent. I mean, that's just the fact.
Sure.
So now, how do you separate yourself from everybody else? And the one thing that I think the Eagles have done, they've drafted guys that might not be the most talented, but they listen and they're smart. And they found the pieces that fit into what they're trying to do. That was one of the biggest things that jumped out to me. And that's just not Howie. That's the people that he's amassed around him that understand the game and understand what he's trying to do. Howie is the figurehead in all of this. There's no question about that. But I think what Howie has done, Howie has put a bunch of people around him that he trusts their opinion, and they tell him, like, listen, this guy right here, he does this, that's this, but he fits well for what we're trying to do. I keep going back to Cooper DeJean, man, and I had a chance to talk to him in a small sampling size. And the one thing that he said to me that really stuck out to me is that he studies a lot on his off nights. The fact that him and Quinyon would talk a lot after practice. Like, they would stay, like, you people don't know this, but being a football player is a 9-to-5 job. And what I mean by that is they go to work at probably about 9 in the morning. They get the lift in maybe a little earlier. But most of the times, they don't leave till 5 in the evening. And when they leave work, they take their work home with them. I'm pretty sure nowadays they have iPads and stuff like that. So they're constantly being fed information. And these guys are picking up their iPads and they're reading them. Hell, I remember when I played, when I went off in practice, I was done. I was done with football for the day. And that's the difference. It's because when they're in this, the guys that they have, when they're in this, they're in it for the whole 6 months and beyond. That's the biggest difference, I think. And that's why the Eagles have had so much success, because they've identified these guys that are, I mean, they identified their why. That's the best way I can say it. They have identified their why, and they come in and they work hard. And it's seamless to play in the NFL for them.
So I get that, and I think Howie's evolved with the draft. I think they have. I think they're better at it now than they were 4 or 5 years ago. I'm not questioning that. But when I hear so many people think they've mastered this, you're right, Hugh. But at some point, isn't someone else going to draft that smart player ahead of them?
Like, they don't have infrastructure, Joe. Well, I don't think so.
But I do think.
But it could still be a player we want that's right off the board. No matter where they go,
it can't be. But here's the thing: when you're in a position that the Eagles are in and they have the kind of talent, you just don't. Like, we're sitting here and they're saying, okay, at 32, you've identified one guy. No, it don't work like that.
You've identified
plenty of guys, because
you don't know what's going to be there. Yeah,
that, and you don't, like, you on the board, you have your draft and what you need, and you have what everybody else needs. And you also, if I'm not mistaken, I've never been in a draft room, but I assume it's like this, you play out the scenarios of where guys might fall.
Totally.
He
said yesterday they play out the worst case scenarios. And
yes.
They've done a lot of good things. My point on, though, is like the last, I'm going to give you some of the top picks the last few years. Quinyon at 22, Cooper at 40, Jalen Carter at 9, Nolan Smith at 30. When I've watched those four players just last season, you know what I said to myself a lot? How did they fall to the Eagles? Like, how did every team, how did 21 teams say, nah, Quinyon Mitchell?
Jalen Carter was the outlier, though. I tell you, Jalen Carter was the outlier.
We know why he fell, right?
Yeah.
But Cooper DeJean, there's no way he should have been the 40th pick. I don't care what you tell me. That's crazy.
I'm going to simplify this a little bit. You know why Cooper DeJean probably failed the way that he did? Because he was a white corner.
You know what? I think as much people might think you're joking, I think there could be something real.
I'm dead ass serious.
No, I think there is.
I don't care what color he was. He could play.
And you saw it at Iowa.
But seriously.
Yeah.
People made such a big deal out of him playing a position that normally, like, they compare Jason Sehorn.
Right.
Why does he have to be compared to Jason Sehorn? Just because Jason Sehorn is white? The guy can play.
Yes.
Like, flat out.
Yeah, he's more Charles Woodson.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's a smart player.
Yeah.
And I think that was some of it. I know it might sound a little ignorant, but hell, there's a lot of stuff going on nowadays that's not ignorant. That's what I think it was.
But my point on that is, that's like teams. There's good teams copy everyone, right? The team that wins, and the Eagles are the standard in the NFL. Teams are going to copy them, so they're going to start looking at the Eagles. What are the Eagles doing? Well, they're not overthinking it. They're just taking really good football players. So now those guys might not be there for the Eagles when they pick. 215-592-9494. All right. Let's go to the phone lines here. Jeff in Wilmington, are you convinced the Eagles have figured out this whole draft thing? What's up, Jeff?
The moment was too big for him.
Is he at Bucky's again?
The moment was too big for him.
He might be in one of those 18 bays of gas.
He might be in the bathroom getting it in.
Excuse me?
Using the bathroom.
Okay.
Doing what, though?
Let's go to Aaron. Who's up next? What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning.
Aaron, what's up?
Hugh, you.
Yes.
I thought you and I were on the same page yesterday with the Hughes clues. I mean, you said inappropriate mascot name.
Yes, it's inappropriate.
Inner animal.
Yes.
So I'm sitting down, I'm thinking, moose, no, that's not an appropriate name. Bear, no.
Oh, when you said no.
And then it came to me, a light bulb came on over my head. So I dialed 215-592-9494. So excited, waiting for Kyle to pick up the phone. Kyle picks up the phone. I said, I got the answer. I got the answer. Beavers. Not the right answer.
Mm-mm.
I thought we were on the right.
You're in San Diego anyway, so the draft party tickets wouldn't really work out.
No, and you know what?
I would have been willing to fly out for that party.
Okay.
And when I said inappropriate, I meant inappropriate for the state that they used the mascot for. Mm. Because there's not a lot of Wolverines in Michigan.
Yeah, and I thought about the Ike Reese clue, and that wouldn't have gone over well either, would it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it probably would have, because I can't stand the Wolverines.
Because he's a Spartan. He's a Sparty. Michigan
Anything
State.
On the draft?
Well, I was talking about the Beavers, Andrew.
Yeah, that wouldn't have worked. All right, what do you think? Have the Eagles figured out this whole draft thing?
All right, Nosferatu. Consider me Van Helsing today, because I am so sick and tired of this Super Bowl syndrome. That me Howie's too. Getting lucky.
Van Helsing was a
vampire. You don't get lucky over the last 5 years. You don't build your team that wins a Super Bowl, off of luck.
Well,
this guy forgot the formula. The most important pick that this guy's ever made, Jalen Reagor, because he had to sit there and for a year watch Justin Jefferson run up and down the field and set all kinds of records. Your point of when somebody brings up. We've got to, when somebody says they've got to fill holes, that, there's problems with the team. No, we won the Super Bowl yesterday or last year because of depth. And we need depth, so we need to fill the positions that we need.
Right, but now we're assuming we're going to nail all these draft picks to fill the holes. And I'm saying it's not easy to keep hitting, 60% of your draft picks. That's hard.
We are in a position that 31 other teams would love to be in. We have the most talent on the roster of any team in the NFL right now. And then we're in a position that we can just be patient. If we want to move up in the draft, we can move up in the draft. If we want to move back in the draft, we'll move back in the draft.
You're mailing it in. You're mailing it in.
No, I'm not mailing it in.
But Darren, everyone can move up or down.
Yeah, whatever they do is fine.
No,
no worries.
That's what it's all about.
It's not.
It's about having options.
Well, they do, but Howie's always usually gives himself options. I mean, they have an excess of picks. You're right. The next 2 years, 8 this year, 12 next year, they have an excess of picks. But he's had lots of picks before and made bad picks.
Well, hold on. Doesn't the amount of picks that Howie's accumulated indicate that he knows that a lot of the draft is luck?
Yes.
He wants more shots at the dartboard.
Yeah, just throw as much as you can and hope you hit as many as you can. Yeah, I think if you ask Howie, deep down, he knows he's been on a heat. Again, it's like watching a three-point shooter nail 7 in a game. They're probably not going to nail 7 the next night, even if they're a good shooter.
That's math, Aaron.
It's math.
Joe, I'm 8 days away from cashing in on my bet.
Which one?
I'm so excited.
What do you got?
I don't give a shit.
What bet?
But listen to me.
What bet?
Hey, no.
Can you focus?
You're talking about Howie Roseman having a bad draft. That was 6 years ago, my friend. 6 years. Look at his draft since.
Right, but my point is, he wasn't
had
as
an influence on this team.
I get it, but can we count on that again and again and again?
Well, I'd rather be an Eagles fan right now than a Jacksonville Jaguars fan.
Of course, Aaron, goodness. We appreciate it, but we all would.
That was brutal.
I mean, we all would. That's not the point. The point is, I guess we could frame this a different way because we all know the Eagles are in a good spot in the grand big picture. Do you expect them to nail this draft?
I think they'll get some good players out of it.
Yeah, I don't expect it. I don't expect them to nail another draft in a row. Now, they could, and I wouldn't be shocked. Like, again, guys on a heater hitting a bunch of threes. Do I expect them to hit the next one? Maybe not. Do I be shocked if it is? No. But I don't expect them to just hit a home run like they have the last couple of years. This is rare to hit home runs like that.
I think what the Eagles have done, they've identified the players that they need in order to have success. And it's the infrastructure, man. Just think about this for a minute. Think about all the other teams that guys that have played here that go to talk about how different it is. That's what sticks out to me. I remember when I went to Jacksonville, man, one of the, and it's a small thing, But just the food in the cafeteria, it was different. I remember I'm walking in the cafeteria, and I'm like, damn, you got to pay for the food? Like, or you don't have this many varieties? They do a great job of taking care of their guys. And I know it sounds like a small thing, but when you don't have to worry about your nutrition and things of that nature, and you're being monitored to be at your optimal playing football, it makes it easier to play football. And they, like, everything that they do since I remember, and it's just gotten better, is top tier. And I think that's the biggest difference, man. And I know for a lot of people, they might not understand it because it's a small thing, but having somebody that you could call at any time of the night if you need anything, if your wife need to get some Pampers for the baby or whatever, or you need help, let's be real, if you got to get out of trouble, you get pulled over somewhere and you need to get out of trouble, you got somebody that you can call that has your back. That's different. That is something, or keep you out of trouble. Hell, you've been drinking and you say, hey man, I need somebody to come get me. And they call the Uber or whatever. That's different. It's not like that everywhere.
They're a great organization, maybe the best organization in the NFL. But like this whole, what Aaron just said is you don't build a Super Bowl team with luck. Sure you do. I just want to remind everybody the reason that Jalen Hurts was Super Bowl MVP quarterback, let's remind everybody, the Eagles wanted to move off of him for Russell Wilson, who didn't want to come here.
Deshaun Watson,
who didn't want to come here. There is luck involved in every move you make. They say sometimes the best move you make is the one you don't. That's luck.
Let's just go to the Jalen Hurts pick. Can we all be honest? If the Eagles knew, and I think they had a hunch he could be something, that's why they drafted him with the 53rd pick. If they knew what he was, he would have been their first round pick, guys. They would have taken him with the pick they took Rager if they knew what he was. They didn't know. And he fell to them in the second round, and they made an excellent pick. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, how about this? We got a 4-pack of tickets today to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party. You can go watch the Eagles nail another pick with us next Thursday night at the Link.
But you got to get through me first.
Well, you got to get through the gatekeeper.
I'm gatekeeping tickets.
You are. All right.
Gatekeeper don't sound right, though. Well, that sounds kind of mean and
okay.
Selfish.
But you kind of sound like you're the one that gives. I mean, it's your game.
It's my game.
Yeah.
Hughes Clues.
Yeah, let's play it. Hughes Clues. Let's do it.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. Begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hughes Clues. Come on in. Hughes Clues. It's Hughes Clues and you.
Can I just say this real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen all the hate that I've gotten for my first clue.
Ignore the haters.
I definitely do that. And I'm just letting y'all know it just makes it worse. It just makes it worse because I've leaned into the hatred. It works opposite for me. You know, like some people get in their feelings when you hate on them. That don't bother me. It just makes me, it galvanizes the way that I feel.
Never forget what Reggie Jackson said. They don't boo nobody.
They don't boo nobody. So here's the first clue. This is a food that comes in many varieties.
You proud of yourself today?
Proud. I'm so proud.
A food that comes in many varieties.
You know what? It's gotten to the point, Joe, where when I give these first clues out, I can close my eyes. And I could hear the people calling me mean and hurtful names.
They're in the car. They're in traffic. This guy
right here, looking like a highlighter. What they called me yesterday, a highlighter.
Hey, what do you
I got the
today?
Green highlighter on today. Look like a green highlighter.
You are bright today. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, also, don't forget, we'll be back to your phone calls in a second. Your guess is for Hughes Clues. 4-pack of tickets to the Eagles sold-out draft party at the Link next Thursday night. Starts at 7 p.m. We'll be live doing our show at 6. Well, not this show, but a draft show. We'll be on it starting at 6 next Thursday night. But don't forget, I mean, what was it, 15 years ago in the first round, the Eagles selected a defensive lineman from Michigan. His name was Brandon Graham. And that guy.
BG.
How about this day we're having on May 5th, BG Day on 5-5, honoring Brandon Graham's legendary career all day on air. And the celebration continues that evening with BG Live at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. BG will be on stage with Joe DeCamera talking about stories from his career, never before heard behind-the-scenes kind of stuff. It's going to be great. All about his career. Come on out. Tickets available, 94WIP.com for BG Live Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. We'll be out there. Let's go to the phone lines here. Dan in Westchester. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's Dan, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I just wanted, I love this conversation. I wanted to comment on this because while I was waiting, I did a few things looking up. What is the hit rate of draft picks in the NFL? And a hit means the player was a significant contributor or signed a second contract with the team. And it's different. It differs by position, but just quickly, first round overall 50%, second round 33%, third round 16%, all the way down to the seventh round where it's less than 1%. By position, quarterbacks 46%, wide receivers 27%, tight ends 33%. Defense is the shining star. Between 50 and 60% of all defensive players are hits.
Mm.
So back to your question, I think, what does it mean for the Eagles to have figured it out? To me, it would mean instead of hitting at 40 or 50%, they get a couple of percentage points. You know, maybe they're at 52% or 37%. That's what a success means. It doesn't mean you're going to get 60, 70% of your hits right.
Right, and to your point, Dan, this is really interesting. I mean, to your point, as I look at their last four drafts, first and second round, Devontae Dickerson, Davis Juergens, Carter, I'll include Nolan Smith as their second pick, but he was obviously the 30th pick in the first round, Quinyon and Cooper. I mean, Dan, off the top of my head, that's a 100% hit rate, their last eight top two picks in each of the last four drafts. That feels like it's an unsustainable percentage.
And they know that too. They know that they got lucky on a lot of those. And they know they're never, it's probably the best draft they're ever going to have in the history of the Eagles. And look, I get the point that maybe they have a little bit of magic in the office and their strategies, but every team has really smart people trying to figure out what their needs are, what the formula for success is. Every team is doing that. And when the Eagles are successful, believe me, they're going to try to figure out what is the magic formula for the Eagles. How can we gain 1% or 2% in our...
Well, no question. Everyone's watching them and copying them now.
And they're going to do it. They're going to copy, and some of them are going to hit it. And that means some of the players that the Eagles might want won't be there because other teams have figured out how to grab them.
Well, and a lot of Howie's former people in this front office, I know he was saying they have a lot of people there now helping him, which they obviously have good people now. They're in other front offices now, right? Like the Cunningham guy, the woman that worked here, she's with the Browns. Like, so they know how Howie thinks, and they're populating other front offices.
And that's why they're getting jobs. And to Dan, to your point, every team does not know how to do this. Jacksonville Jaguars still ain't figured it out. Who else hasn't figured it out? The Giants had a formula, and they fired everybody. They haven't figured it out.
Yeah.
This is something that when you talk about sustainability, there's only two teams that in my mind that I think of when you talk about just wins per season have been able to sustain this. Pittsburgh Steelers and the Philadelphia Eagles in a 10-year span.
Chiefs.
Okay,
Chiefs.
I forgot. My fault. The Chiefs. I said Pittsburgh first. So
no,
it's
Patriot.
It's not easy to sustain.
He said New England, by the way.
New Patriots. England is on the bottom end of all of that. But they were in there. They were in there, too.
They've fallen now.
Yeah, they've fallen now. But everybody hasn't been able to figure this out.
Well, they haven't. All right, Dan, what do you got for us for your guess for Hughes Clues? Food that comes in many varieties.
Cereal.
That's a good guess.
That's a really good guess. Dan, not it. But we're off to a rolling start here. 215-592-9495. For more calls on this coming up, are you convinced the Eagles have figured out the draft? I mean, the last 4 years would say they have. I look at it as they're on an incredible hot streak, but I don't expect this to continue at this pace. Your guess for Hughes Clues, we've got a four-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party. Plus, you could also get in on the Phils. Good win last night. Finally, some contributions for Bohm and Morris. We'll get to that and what Bryce Harper said about those guys coming up next. 215-592-9494 is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.